Lumpty Dumpty do my lipstick.
Lumpty Dumpty
do my lipstick. Do my lipstick.
Lumpty
Dumpty do my lipstick.
Lumpty Dumpty
do my lipstick. Do my lipstick.
Lumpty
Dumpty do my lipstick.
Lumpty Dumpty do my lipstick.
Tula tula baba.
Lumpty Dumpty do my lipstick.
Tula tula baba.
I had a black mother and I had a white mother. My birth mother, a pious Christian, held me in her arms and whispered, "You are born in sin. Seek the light of redemption." My sutu caretaker and a mystic carried me on a blanket on her back, singing, "You were born pure like a flower, but dark forces will try and take it away." My love for both my mothers tend to hook, splitting my being. Duality cleft like an axe through my head, creating a scar in my brain, growing an ashen egg nestled between my lobes, pressing into soft tissue, ever swelling. Varencephalitis, diagnosed the doctor, trying to save my life. Flying his bush plane to the nearest African village for the last bottle of expired antivirals. The egg in my brain burst open, leaving a velvet scarlet cavity. Fruit pits spilled out, pocking stains into grey. I, like Persephone, eating the pomegranate, gained the ability to walk in both worlds, upper and
nowhere.
I entered a mirror world, evanescent, glassy, gossamer. Came a neon light gliding on a viscoelastic stream of pitch, down perpetual corridors, sequin fireflies and corners, rhythmic, pulsating light. A heartbeat wept, woven in unison with pulsars light years away. The corridor serpentined deeper. I grew smaller, damper, louder through the murk, the outlines of war, conflict, torture. I was crushed between deafening battalions, screeching sharp metal, saltpeter dripping horses, stench of rot and rag, cementing between corpses, blood coagulating.
Mama se kenki, Simbamba. Mama se kenki, Darai se nakom, Khoyom in die sloot, Drap op sy kop, dan is hy dood.
In 'n weerspelende wêreld is ek nou, prysend, deursigtig, ragfyn. 'N ligte swerwer wat voortgly op 'n taai stroom teer, af deur oneindige gange, vuurvliegies vonkel in hoeke, ritmiese pulsende lig. 'N hartklop puls en harmonie met neerrondsterre ligjare ver. Die gang kronkel dieper, ek word kleiner, klammer, leider. Deur die donkerte, die grenslyne van oorlog, konflik, marteling, ek word vergrys deur die oorverdowende bataljonne, skerp skrapende metaal, perde drippende van salpeter sweet, die stank van vrot en drek, vasgevang tussen lyke en stollende bloed. When an alabaster hand grabbed me, pulled me by the breast, out unto a meadow, an oasis smelling of ancient soil, grass cupping my feet, breezes rouging my face. Encircling the meadow, seven figures, edifices of wisdom, stacked currents of time, holding hands, forming a golden fetter of infinity, beaming light, cascading into argent mica, confirmed by the floral perfumed air. Carried on the humming breeze, their names, Kali, Hathor, Chinimasta, Inanna, Freya, Ceridwen, Asase, all drinking from the pitch stream of war, soaking it up through nurturing mouths, swallowing and churning it into nectar. With the ease of an airborne dandelion seed exhaling a fragrance, a thin vapor accumulating into clouds, rising up and drifting over heptad continents and seas, unsealed, showering sanative waters, washing, baptizing all an aroma of wet leaves. This rayon routine of digestion and transformation, effortless, persistent, respiring, they guarded me. Shielded behind the backs of turtle-like shell, they left me up and drank me through their gleaming lips, exhaling my dissipation into the firmament. I drifted, small cloud, boundless. The playful thermals pass me along between eagles and geese, ferrying a bed across the sky. I watch the exhausted doctor fly past me in his tiny plane. The metal tail tucked me into its wake, pulling closer towards earth, the beautiful round matriarch. From above, my black mother, my white mother holding hands over a child's bed, my white mother singing song 23, my black mother bowing over an offering of prayer to her ancestors. This is how I remember them. For decades to come, bridging arms suspended over my revived body.